Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
3 weeks ago, we brought you the story of a Gardner couple suing a Livingston healthcare provider in what could be described as Montana's first wrongful life case. Unlike wrongful death, a concept firmly anchored in legal theory, wrongful life is a brand new concept that makes the argument that someone's negligent actions led to the life of another person rather than their death. In the case of the Gardner couple, they claim that they were not offered a genetic test that would have shown that their daughter had cystic fibrosis. Had they known, the couple said they would have aborted their child, an idea that most parents find bizarre, repulsive, and incredibly sad. The legislature stepped in and passed a law that banned this type of lawsuit, but this case was already in the pipeline, so it was allowed to continue. Thankfully, a jury in Bozeman last week found for the defendants, saying that the mother had in fact refused the test that she said she was never offered. Another sad note to this case is the fact that the father was removed as a co-plaintiff because he did not have standing. The fact that he was the husband and father of the child was not enough for him to be involved in the case. It begs the question, where in the world are we headed as a society? Another case we're following involves the Montana Department of Revenue and their attempt to exclude religious schools from Montana's new tax credit scholarship program. As you recall, the legislature passed a law that allows individuals and corporations to receive a tax credit for a donation to a private scholarship granting organization. No public dollars are used, and the program is an attempt to provide options for struggling students who might otherwise drop out. Despite multiple rulings all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court that say that tax credits are not appropriations of public dollars, the Montana Department of Revenue is standing on its assertion that they are appropriations and are therefore unconstitutional. The Attorney General said the department's position was indefensible and that they would lose if they were ever sued. And just this week, Georgia became the latest state where these types of tax credits were found to be absolutely constitutional. In Montana, our site has filed two lawsuits, and the first hearing is scheduled for March 7th in Kalispell. I plan to be there, and we invite any of our Kalispell listeners to attend as well. It should be an interesting case to watch. On a final and personal note, I found myself this week mourning the loss of Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, a man considered by many to be one of the finest justices ever to have served on the bench. While I agree, my admiration went beyond his incredible legal mind. Some years ago, my wife and I attended a small three-couple dinner party with Justice Scalia. It was an evening I'll never forget, and while we did spend considerable time discussing the interplay between the legislative and judicial branches, I found his personal stories most fascinating. He was passionate about his family, and we talked about marriage and kids and grandkids. But my biggest takeaway for the evening was the fact that he considered Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg to be a close and dear friend. I found myself thinking, if the most conservative justice on the Supreme Court can find a way to be a close friend to the most liberal justice, then that's something worth emulating. Justice Scalia will be sorely missed, and the challenge will be finding someone smart enough to replace him. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.